So what happens when a stalker meets a kidnapper?
That's like the plot of a horror movie. Here's our love story of how we got together.
Well, it's actually a horror movie that turns into a rom-com that turns into a buddy road trip flick.
Hey there, BFF friends, bad friends forever. This is Kristen Lamb here to give the backstory of exactly how Reynolds and Lamb came to be despite all the protests from Congress
and the restraining orders.
Right. So Kate, I think roughly a year ago, tried to talk me into doing a podcast, and I threw holy water at her and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And yet she kept saying it. So I figured it wasn't coming from the demonic side. That or my holy water was just tap water.
It was actually the expiration date was about 1500 years ago.
Well, that, and I'd been squirting my cats with it in the bottle. So yeah. And I told her that the only way that I could get fully on board doing a podcast is if I could talk about the one thing that relaxes me at the end of a stressful day. And that's basically murder and demonic possessions. Don't judge me.
We're writers. Come on. You've seen worse in our browser histories.
Yeah, right. So, Kate, tell them what's coming up on BFFs and why you're excited to be part of this podcast, other than I'm forcing you to act happy.
I am actually very happy to be here. When Kristen said, "Here's the list of movies I want to watch," I looked at it and I said, "I don't think my natural lifespan is long enough to accommodate all of these." So we decided we were going to break it down into subgenres. And I think it's pretty clear that we're going to be starting with the biggest one and most famous one, which is pretty much exorcisms and possessions, because the first movie we're going to be talking about is The Exorcist, which, ironically, I actually have seen, considering I haven't seen, I think, 98% of the movies on this list. So you'll be getting the perspective from me, basically a tabula rasa in terms of horror. And I've also got the perspective of being the daughter of a psychologist and a social worker and being a cynical, scientific, skeptical, basically the Dana Scully of this duo.
Whereas I am from Texas, the buckle of the Bible Belt, and I yell at exorcism movies like middle-aged men yell at football. Do you want a demon? Because that's how you get a demon. You're trying to cast him. You're doing it wrong. No, you're never going to get rid of it that way. What? No.
And even more than that, I think Kristen and I also bring to this the fact we're both very attuned to story crafting, being authors and, unfortunately, editors.
And highly critical people by nature.
Yeah, we're just mean. but whitewash that as much as you want. We are critical. We have good taste. No, we're actually just mean. But
some say mean, others say discerning.
There's a job for that. I think it's called art critic.
Hey, horror is art. And that's what BFFs really is. We're designing BFFs to be the horror podcast for kind of the recreational horror fan. We are making it funny, intellectual,
scientific,
and exploring the sociology, the psychology, the culture,
the history,
the really bad decisions by every cheerleader to go down in the basement after people have already died.
I wonder why nobody's thought of this as a unique plot twist for the blonde virginal cheerleader to go down to the dark, scary basement and then actually come back upstairs. Like, that would scare me because it's never happened before. That would be unique. But hey.
Yeah. And what other genre do you get movie titles like Sharknado, Lavalantula, and my ultimate favorite, the Sharkansaw Women's Prison Massacre? # titles I wish I would have thought of.
Lavalantula.
Lavalantula was awesome. Those are another season, though, because we're going to be talking about demonic possessions in the first season. Maybe give some recipes, some tips.
And we're going to debate whether pink Himalayan salt versus iodized salt versus sea salt.
Don't cheap out on the salt circle.
Is it going to be Trader Joe's sea salt? Is it going to be Whole Foods organic? You know, what kind of salt are you getting here?
How many doorways do you need to salt? Are there places you can buy salt in bulk for
this?
Is it
just the threshold or do you need a full circle?
There's so much to this horror thing that nobody ever talks about.
I know.
Kids. I mean, when have you taken time to talk to them about the dangers of summoning a demon?
I wouldn't know.
It's because you're not from Texas. I am a person of faith, but I grew up in Texas back when it was like hardcore Baptist land. And I wasn't allowed to play with the other kids because I was going to hell because I watched Scooby-Doo. So it was a little cray cray growing up.
Okay, I don't really know what to do with that because...
Didn't you go to Catholic school?
Yeah.
The scars to prove it.
My Jesuit high school, we were seen as kind of the hippie Jesuit high school because we were both co-ed and interfaith.
Okay, how do you have an interfaith Catholic high school?
It is a oxymoron.
It involves charts and Venn diagrams, and I just don't have time for your crap right now, Kristen.
They gave it the old... college preparatory school try. Okay.
Anytime I just can't explain something, we just go, she went to Vassar. Okay, got it. And Kate just goes, she's from Texas. And everyone goes, oh, okay.
Yeah. Basically, that's the Bible Belt blonde versus the East Coast intellectual end of things. But I'll also be bringing my considerable nerd cred to this podcast with the history of various things and trivia and things that only I seem to be able to dig up on Google and various documents.
Because you can't have cults. What is it? You can't have culture without cults.
Mm-hmm. And who knows? We may get to the cult thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you weren't supposed to reveal that. You only get to be part of our cult if you're in the Patreon.
Yeah. So tell us about the Patreon, Kristen.
If you sign up for Patreon, you get to be in our cult. The hell? What more do I need to say?
Well, we'll be doing exclusive interviews with some really cool people.
Not on a Ouija board, because that's just a bad plan.
Nobody does Ouija board interviews. It takes forever.
I know. You just spell it all out.
And then they get lazy and then they start going just yes and no. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is actually the intellectual conversations you can look forward to on Bad Friends Forever, because bad friends make the best friends.
Yeah, we do.